T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Wednesday morning. Hurricane Michael has become a Category 4 storm and is set to hit Florida. Governor Rick Scott warns of the monstrous storm.
Let me be clear. Hurricane Michael is going to hit very near to where we are in Franklin County as a dangerous and life-threatening major hurricane. And if you don't follow the warnings from these officials, the storm could kill you.
In Kingman County, here in Kansas, water from the Nenasco River is causing major flooding in the city of Kingman. At last check, the river was cresting at over 11 feet. Flood stage is 8 feet. Kingman County Sheriff's Deputy Amber Barati tells KSN News floodwaters have covered the park and several roads have been temporarily closed.
If it's heavy rainfall, please slow down. There's been a lot of hydroplaning and people ending up in the ditch. So please just take your time and get to where you're needing to go.
A flood warning remains in effect through this afternoon for Kingman County. The Red Cross is also on site offering services to anyone who needs them. A Wichita man has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison for stealing guns out of an undercover police car. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister says 38-year-old Travis Keller pleaded guilty to one count of possessing stolen firearms. Keller admitted that he and an accomplice took guns from the unmarked car, including a handgun, a shotgun, and a rifle. The accomplice, Justin Winger, is scheduled for sentencing November 19th. Another defendant in the case, Arthur Manny, is scheduled for trial January 8th. According to a new report, the rate of Kansas infants dying from a lack of oxygen has more than doubled in just 3 years.
The Kansas State Child Death Rate Review Board's analysis of 2016 child deaths found that 20 children died from unintentional asphyxia, such as suffocation, strangulation, or choking. The Wichita Eagle reports that 16 of the 20 Kansas asphyxia deaths involved a child less than 1 year of age, while 17 of the deaths were sleep-related. The finding is a small fraction of the state's 394 child deaths in 2016, but shows that the rate of death from asphyxia has grown steadily since 2013. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An alligator was spotted in Leavenworth County. It happened Monday night in Bayshore. Natalie Cowan was driving home and had to stop for an alligator in the road.
I honestly started laughing. I was like, this has to be a joke. Like, it's not real. And so then I just start looking at it and I shine my flashlight on it and I see it like breathing and like kind of moving. So I was like, oh gosh.
Law enforcement like responded, but eventually left the animal alone. It was determined the gator was a runaway pet and the alligator made its way home safely. The police officer who allegedly pointed a gun at a group of children is now facing lawsuits from parents in Texas.
The parents of four kids filing civil rights lawsuits accusing El Paso officer Jose Rivas and four other cops of using excessive force over the summer by drawing a weapon on them, an incident that was caught on video as well. The family members say the civil rights of their kids were violated when a gun was pointed at them back in July and during another incident 2 years ago. The El Paso Police Department investigated and cleared Rivas of wrongdoing. The police union says Rivas perceived the threat during the confrontation. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
An investigation is underway in Virginia after reports that a transgender student was not able to access shelter during a drill.
A Virginia LGBTQ rights group complained that a Stafford County Public School District teacher refused to allow a transgender girl to shelter in either the boys' or girls' bathrooms or locker room during a safety drill. Leslie Wood with Equality Stafford said the student was forced to sit in the locker room hallway because teachers couldn't figure out where she should go.
The school board is receptive, and what we're trying to do now is really highlight the need for a little bit more pressure and for a little bit more advocacy from the community to make sure that these changes happen more efficiently.
School officials say they will review the district's protocols for lockdown drills following the incident. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The storm system that brought us all the rain has finally moved on off to the east, and we'll have a couple of days to dry out before more rain is on the way. A clearing sky, breezy and cool this afternoon with a high 57. Tonight's low 39. Cooler Thursday, but not as windy with a high 55. Then rain is back late Thursday night into Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a northwest wind gusting to 24 miles per hour and 45 degrees. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Dylan Thomas, a Georgia high school football player who died after a game last month, succumbed to cardiac arrest stemming from a head injury. The Pike County coroner said in a statement, 16-year-old's death has been ruled an accident. Specifically, his cardiac arrest was a result of a traumatic brain injury due to or as a consequence of a closed head injury. No autopsy was conducted because Thomas' injuries were documented at the hospital, according to the statement. Thomas, a linebacker, fell in the third quarter of a September 28th football game between his Pike County Pirates and Peach County High School. I said the story last week on Ted, and I'll tell you, this is those head injuries. You know, I played the game, and I know what they're talking about, and how you can get your bell rung and all that, but it's dangerous. Obviously, this one says it led to a fatality. Sad story.
Yeah, it is. And
so what's football going
to
do?
Trying to become
it?
More and more
are there helmets
aware
they can make?
You know, of yeah. how the head injuries work and how to somehow prevent them. Although in football, it's
pretty tough.
It's not foolproof.
Yeah, it's pretty
it's
tough.
It's a violent sport.
It's 7:37 now, Steve and Ted. It's Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. On this date, in 1973, Vice President Spiro T. Agnew, accused of accepting bribes, pleaded no contest to one count of federal income tax evasion and resigned his office. Now, when President Nixon chose him for a running mate, people were thought, what? Who is this guy? And he was not known, I guess, mayor of Baltimore or something.
Yeah.
And he was the guy who was constantly badgering the press as being unfair and all this and that. In the end, it finally found out the press was maybe unfair, but he was a criminal, so, you know, a crook, so there you go.
So the Nixon-Agnew ticket, both men ended up resigning
yeah,
before their terms were over.
Might say ill-fated. And in 72, when they ran together and they just won by a landslide, the country was very optimistic about the future and all this and that. Then the wheels began to come off,
yeah.
as it were. Canada is poised to become the second country and by far the largest to legalize the adult use of marijuana. Sales begin next Wednesday with residents able to purchase it in retail shops or order online and have it delivered right to the house. According to an Associated Press survey of the provinces, at least 109 stores are expected to open next week across the nation of 37 million people, with more outlets to come. Legalized marijuana for adults.
Be a big business.
In Canada. By the way, when I just thought of something. When I was in Greece, what was it, 3 weeks ago? In Athens.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
One of the shops over there. I went into the shop. I'm looking around, and this woman behind the, you know, you're used to seeing Greeks who are speaking somewhat limited English, although they're very, very good at it, most of them. This woman just starts talking away, yammering away, and her English was really good. And I said, wow. You really speak English well. She says, well, that's because I'm from Canada.
Oh, well, there you go.
At that point, I began to make some conversation with her. You know, my grandfather was from Canada. That's nice. I mean, and she was just a pistol. She was a pistol. I mean, she was not in a good mood, didn't want to talk to the tourists. But somehow from Canada, she wound up in Greece. It's a small world, Ted. 7:39 now, Steve and Ted, and all this water and flooding. I've just been conjuring up so many memories about high water in Wichita. And, of course, flooding has not been an issue in Wichita since they built the floodway. However, the big ditch is running pretty much close to bank today, or was last evening when I went over it. Little Arkansas, Big Arkansas, and downtown Wichita running pretty full.
That water is over the banks downtown near the Hyatt.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah. I was talking to Shelley last night. We were down there driving down McLean, and I said, you remember several years ago, Ted, it rained and rained and rained and rained, and I was running at the time about an 8-mile course that took me down by City Hall and down by the river downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I remember It was up over that running path, so I had to find an alternate route around there. So the river running path is right down on the river down there downtown. So I wonder what Bob Layton, the city manager, is doing, because I think he uses that area when he runs every morning. Wonder where he's going. He's probably on some sort of detour.
Probably got an alternate
probably
route.
Driving. He's probably running out near Derby or something. They're talking about the park in Kingman being completely underwater.
Oh,
of course,
boy.
I lived in Kingman when I was a kid, and that park is down in the south part of town, right on the Nenasko.
Right on the river.
Yeah.
And
there's the old ballpark where we spent all so many evenings for men's fast pitch softball down there. And the armory is right on the river where they had an old tank down there. So, yeah, and I've actually floated in the Nenasko right there where it's flooding. My buddies and I go and swimming. And so, yeah, I'm familiar with some of these places where it's flooding. When we were kids in West Wichita, the only flooding we really had was on West Street.
Right there at 2nd and West, especially.
Where we'd spend the evening in our swimming trunks pushing people out of the high water. That was our fun evening at that time. Well, so far.
And, of course, you think of South Wichita, too, which has had its issues with flooding. Along Meridian, Pawnee, Hillside, that area becomes a mess.
Yeah.
They've spent so many years and money trying to fix that, too.
All right. Well, so far we don't have any reports of any injuries or fatalities related to all this, so I guess that's the good news involved. 7:41, Steve and Ted. Oh, by the way, I have a couple of tickets to Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, those tickets are for 2 weeks from tonight, I believe.
Coming up, the showing is October 24th to 28th at Interest Bank Arena in Wichita. So I have a pair of tickets right now, and I'll throw in a $20 gift card from Freddy's to go along with it.
Nice.
So give us a call. I'll do caller number 5 at 869-1330.
All right.
7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Spirits looking for business in Johnson County.
All right.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.